Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, yeah, it is Halloween coming up, and one of the things I thought I'd touch on is something about food additives, and are the any of these food additives, could they be causing issues for our health? So food additives are typically added to enhance the flavor, the appearance, or the texture of a product, or sometimes even to extend its shelf life. And generally, these are tested for safety. Studies show that some of these substances have been associated with some adverse effects. While others are safe and can be consumed with minimal risk. So, you know, even the healthiest eaters, most of us know to read labels, and some of them are difficult to really assess. So there's a lot of confusion around food additives. So I'm going to touch on three or four, actually, additives today, and then next week I'm going to talk about four more. So the first one I'm going to talk about is something called soy lecithin. Soy lecithin is found in dietary supplements, chocolate, ice cream, and some breads, and its purpose is to act as an emulsifier. So it helps ingredients that don't typically blend together, things like oil and water. And it's extracted from raw soybeans. But the problem is soy for some people is a common allergy, and because if you're eating soy protein, that can sometimes be an allergy, could cause an allergy effect. So one of the things I often do with patients is actually test to see if they have food sensitivities, and soy is one of those kinds of things. The second one is something called carrageenan. Carrageenan is found in almond milk, so healthy foods, coconut milk, some meats, and some yogurts. And again, it acts as an emulsifier or a thickening agent. So there is some study that found a connection between carrageenan intake and gastrointestinal issues, and including some cancerous colon lesions. So more studies really need to be done regarding the impact on our health. So actually, some in vitro studies actually found a link between certain types of intestinal inflammation and carrageenan. So this is one additive, really, I think it's a good idea to limit. And it's actually possible to buy almond milk and coconut milk and some of these other foods without carrageenan. So something to think about when you're looking for foods and reading food ingredients. MSG, we've all heard of it. MSG is added to many processed foods, canned soups, and it's actually found in a lot of fast foods. And there's a lot of controversy around MSG because it can affect brain health, cause weight gain, metabolic syndrome, many of these kinds of things. Often it's been linked to headaches and sweating, especially consumed in large amounts. So certainly something to be aware of. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on today is things like artificial coloring. And those are often used to brighten the appearance of everything from candy to condiments. And typically we see, and sometimes even vitamins, off-the-shelf vitamins, we see red number 40, yellow number 5. These have often been associated with allergic reactions and hyperactivity in children. So really, if patients are concerned about food additives or food sensitivities, the best thing is they can give me a call and we can talk about it in a little bit more detail and actually even do some food testing if necessary.
So your number is 905-707-2001. Your website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from marilyns.ca under the sponsor expert team. And anyone interested in exploring food additives and how it impacts their health are welcome to call Dr. Betty Rosendahl and get the information. A 15-minute complimentary consultation is yours. That's 905-707-2001, Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning about the next four food additives next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.